This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, four left homeless after a house fire in Christchurch. Members of the Senate voice general support for the national policy for improving the lives of persons with disabilities. Heavy taxes causing a challenge for local party promoters. The NCSA reports that young males under 40 are most affected by drug use. And Israel and Hamas reach Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Those stories coming up next. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. Four people believed to be non-nationals are now homeless following a late-night fire in Ealing Park South, Christchurch. Divisional Officer Tramel Perch of the Barbados Fire Service reported that firefighters responded to the blaze just after 10 last night. He said the fire destroyed the wall structure. However, there were no injuries reported.
We received a call at 10:01 to a house fire at Eden Park, South Christchurch. We responded from Worthing Fire Station and Bridgestone Fire Station with Station Officer Sandy Ford and 9 other officers. And when we arrived, we had one house that was engulfed in flames, and we used 2 hose reel jets to actually put the flames under control. No injuries reported to us at this time.
Divisional Officer with the Barbados Fire Service, Tramel Perch. Meanwhile, Member of Parliament for the area, Wilfred Abrams, who was on site, said the occupants managed to escape with very little and government is working to assist them while investigations continue.
The house fire is one of the most destabilizing things you can actually get. People lose everything. They lose their travel documents, lose their identification. In this instance, as I understand, the ladies escaped with literally what they had on and nothing else. I understand that they're non-nationals, but for me, it's not even a case of that they're fire victims. So regardless of who they are and where they came from, they're people who were living in a house that now have nothing. And it happened in my constituency, so it falls to me to try to assist them in any way I can and to try to leverage the resources of the government to do what is right in the circumstance. So my immediate concern is to place them somewhere for the night, and then the police and the fire can continue investigations and we can try to find more suitable accommodation for them going forward.
Member of Parliament for Christchurch East, Wilfred Abrams. Members of the Senate have voiced general support for the national policy for improving the lives of persons with disabilities, stressing the importance of the document in creating a more inclusive society. Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Senator Lisa Cummins, says that while the authorities will do their part, a whole-of-society approach is needed. She was speaking during a debate in the upper chamber yesterday, which surrounded the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Bill, which is guided by the policy. Ms. Cummins sees Barbados becoming a global leader in setting the standard for the inclusion of those living with disabilities.
While the government is anchoring the legislation, and while the government is making the amendment in terms of enforcing road traffic, there is all of society, all of community, all of Barbados approach that is required to ensure that persons with disabilities can live full and inclusive lives in this Barbados, which also belongs to them. It also has to be about a national brand. Does Barbados also have an ambition to be that nation in the world that everyone talks about in terms of inclusion and how we represent all people in our society and caring for every member of our society? I can see Barbados continuing to raise its profile and being that nation that the rest of the world recognizes as a leader on inclusion and inclusivity for persons with disabilities.
Ms. Cummins, who is also the Minister of Energy and Business, voiced her commitment to ensuring that those disabled persons who are interested in entrepreneurship will receive the necessary financial assistance.
Under the Fund Access and under trust loans, we are also committed to ensuring not just the provision of financial capability and financial resources to persons who wish to start businesses in whatever the sector is, but persons coming from the disabled community, to make sure that we provide them not just with the financial resources, but the technical assistance as part of their own enfranchisement, not just for the purpose of creating employment opportunities for them, but for them in turn, providing employment opportunities for others.
Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Senator Lisa Cummins. Opposition Senator Ryan Walters is urging government to create a ministry dedicated to small business and entrepreneurship. Walters, who is the DLP's spokesperson on energy, small business development, entrepreneurship, and housing, charged that there was no equality in government's policies for big and small enterprises. He was speaking during a panel discussion streamed via the party's social media channels.
In 2022, after the government won the election and they announced the ministries, there was no ministry of small business. The priorities are misaligned. They're not with the average person. They're not with the small man. And that is clear. And another great example, during COVID, the BEST program offered $300 million to large businesses primarily. Mm. But no small businesses got around $20 million. Support. There are 93% of our businesses in Barbados are small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses. They employ about, I think, about 45% of the workforce. There's no reason why any government should neglect it. No reason why any government should not have a ministry of small business and entrepreneurship.
Opposition Senator Ryan Walters. A major events manager is expressing concern over the cost of doing business, stressing that the taxes to promote their parties in Barbados are too high. Director of UV Vibe, Mario Turton, tells Starcom Network News the cost to cover events is making it difficult for promoters to handle. As a result, Turton says they have been forced to scale down their events to meet expenses.
I mean, just like most other things in Barbados, the cost of doing business is very high. And on top of that, we are taxed in a way where, like, once we do an event, we have to pay back, even if we hit the annual threshold or not, that most businesses in Barbados would be charged back on. I can't remember the exact figure, but if we don't hit that marker, we still have to pay back, basically. And then on top of that is the cost cap rates and a whole lot of different dynamics that play part in making this field of business very difficult to operate in.
Director of UV Vibe, Mario Turton. The National Council on Substance Abuse reports that drug abuse continues to have a devastating impact on young males in Barbados, with troubling statistics revealing that men under 40 are significantly affected. Deputy Manager of the NCSA, Troy Wickham, emphasized the urgency of addressing the issue. His comments came during the NCSA's open day as part of Drug Awareness Month activities.
Bardeen report has consistently shown us that young males under the age of 40 are negatively impacted by substance use or abuse in some form or fashion. There have been reporting for treatment, mainly for marijuana. I can say they're coming in contact with the criminal justice system, again, for trafficking marijuana. There have been a few instances of persons being put before the court, before the judicial system, for possession of non-traditional substances as well. And this is concerning, especially for agencies such as the NCSA, to have, especially our most productive citizens, being negatively impacted by substance use and abuse or engaging in trafficking of these drugs. And we are working assiduously with our stakeholders to combat this problem.
Deputy Manager, the NCSA, Troy Wickham. Several individuals interested in landscaping businesses are being given the chance to develop their entrepreneurial skills under government's highway beautification project. The Ministry of Transport and Works, in collaboration with the Barbados Trust Fund Limited, launched the Highway Beautification Project's Entrepreneurial Development Training Program last evening. The project, which was piloted last year, gives 15 small entrepreneurs work and employs other individuals to debush and clean the island's roadways for the ministry. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, said that following on from similar cleaning projects, the initiative was designed to continue offering the opportunity for personal growth.
So because you come into a program and you are raking grass, or you are the truck man moving the garbage at the end of the day, or that you are even the owner of a business, for us, it means that we have a responsibility to expand and to show you other opportunities that are available to better yourself, to do better by the country, and to make money for you and your family as well.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw. Finally, Israel and Hamas have reached a ceasefire deal to end 15 months of war. U.S. President Joe Biden confirmed the deal, which involves a full and complete ceasefire, the withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza, and the release of all hostages held by Hamas. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says easing the tremendous suffering caused by the conflict is the first priority, with the UN ready to increase aid deliveries to Palestinians. Despite the deal, which does not come into effect until Sunday, 19th of January, the Hamas-run civil defense agency reported that Israeli airstrikes killed more than 20 people yesterday. Hamas attacked southern Israel on the 7th of October, 2023, killing about 1,200 people and taking 251 back to Gaza as hostages. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, the attack triggered a massive Israeli offensive on Gaza, during which more than 46,000 Palestinians have been killed. Recapping the headlines. Four left homeless after a house fire in Christchurch. Members of the Senate voice general support for the national policy for improving the lives of persons with disabilities. Heavy taxes causing a challenge for local party promoters. The National Council on Substance Abuse reports that young males under 40 are most affected by drug use, while Israel and Hamas reach a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.